Good morning and welcome to the first London Institute of Banking and Finance Mortgage Podcast of 2023. My name is Gordon Reid, Business Development Manager here at the LIBF and your regular host of our Mortgage Podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing some of the challenges facing the mortgage industry and advisors, but also considering the opportunity for you all and what you can do to really stand out in these challenging times. I'm delighted today to be joined by two stalwarts of our podcast series. So, without further ado, welcome and welcome back, Sarah Tucker, Managing Director and co-founder of The Mortgage Mum. Sarah, great to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Quite all right. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And Dave Woodbridge, Regional Sales Director of the Primis Mortgage Network. Dave, again, probably the third or fourth time you've joined me, and I'm really, really appreciative of that. It's good to see you again, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Gordon. Appreciate you asking me on. Much appreciated.
Always great, because I know with Dave and Sarah, we will have some really, really good discussions and some really good and valuable contributions, which I hope will really support all of you out there listening. So without further ado, as I said at the start of the introduction, it is quite an interesting year. It's quite a challenging year that the industry faces. It's a little bit different. The whole marketplace has changed quite a bit over the last 12 months. So if I can start with a nice open question for the two of you, given the predicted reduction in house sales, which is already coming through, and purchases during 2023, where do you believe the greatest opportunities lie for mortgage advisors looking to sustain or even expand their business? Either of you want to kick off with this one?
Sarah, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I think the remortgage market is the obvious place. We know that there's something like 1.2 million people coming off of fixed rate deals this year. So we know the remortgage market is buoyant, but we also know that we're up against the internet. So 39% of people are Googling for their solutions. And that's because everybody's in this mindset of trying to save money. So DIY projects, YouTubing, things that they might otherwise have paid someone to do, people are using the internet to try and save themselves money. And I think that's what our biggest competitor is as brokers this year, is people trying to Google their way to a mortgage. So it's a completely different landscape. I think opportunities in remortgages is one thing. And I think first time buyers, because we have to remember, they don't have a frame of reference, really. They're not used to paying an interest rate. And so as long as they can afford to get on the property ladder, particularly if they feel house prices are coming down, then they're going to be a big market to attack. So I think it's really important brokers know all of the options that first time buyers have.
Yeah.
Fab. Thank you for that, Sarah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's 39% Google for potential mortgage solutions on the internet.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a statistic I read from a report yesterday.
Wow.
And I thought that was really surprising. And yeah, I thought, wow, that's actually a lot of people. But it makes sense. If you just get yourself in the psychology of people right now, they are cost saving. They're trying to shave costs, and everybody turns to Google to find a cheaper solution. So
I suppose what we don't necessarily know from that, unless it said it further in the report, is what percentage, how many of that 39% actually then went on to secure their mortgage deal purely as a result of their own research, or did it actually encourage them to go and talk to a lender or talk to a broker?
Well, that's very true. And no, it didn't go on to say that. This was sort of pure market research on habits of the consumers right now. But yes, exactly that. And really, what we want to be is when they Google, they want to find us and then see the value in that. So it's a completely different game for brokers than it has been.
Dave, anything you want to add to that particular question?
I mean, I just totally agree with Sarah in terms of remortgages, PTs. I think, you know, Gordon, we were chatting in another meeting we had last week around, you know, being in this industry, I've never had so many people, friends, family, etc., at the moment coming to me to say, what should I do? Help me. I don't know what I should I hold? Should I stick? What should I do? And so I think, you know, whilst there will be challenges, I think there's always opportunity. Clients probably need us more more than ever and want to speak to us. So having a system in place for your existing clients and spot your remortgages, your PT opportunities there, as Sarah said. I think, you know, as mortgage prices will, as house prices will come down this year, that always creates opportunity into buy to let space if kind of firms are looking there. If mortgage house prices are lower, then there's an opportunity. I think we're seeing some real interest across our network as well at the moment as people are looking ahead into 2023 of the specialist lending kind of space and really trying to have get, and I know this is probably kind of something we'll talk about further on, but trying to get their knowledge up and development around the specialist lending space where maybe they've not been involved in that prior. So, you know, I think whenever you turn the news on or wherever you pick up a paper and it talks about the industry or the marketplace at the moment, we can really get bogged down in doom and gloom. But actually, any challenge brings opportunity. And I think, you know, like Sarah's discussed already, the firms and the advisors that are really, really out there kind of looking at the opportunity, maybe positioning themselves slightly different, going out there and being far more proactive, especially online and having that presence online. There's always business and there's always clients that need our help massively.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting what you said about you referenced the buy to let space and also the specialist lending. I think one of the things that we believe is that perhaps people have got to broaden their horizons. You know, as a mortgage advisor, it's important to broaden your horizons and perhaps to look at, you know, the wider needs of your customers. You might not have a lot of new customers, but on the other hand, you know, if you think of a typical financial advisor will argue that they can only service the needs of a limited number of clients. And that really should apply to mortgage advisors as well. You know, particularly if they've got the breadth of experience and the breadth of knowledge to be able to address all of their lending needs, we'll say. So, yeah, interesting. And then just picking up on something else you were saying about, you know, what the advisors, you know, perhaps the firms need to be doing around their marketing, etc., just leads me on to my follow-up question, which is, what do you believe firms and advisors in particular can do to stand out in such a competitive marketplace? You know, what makes an advisor different from everyone else?
Well, I think that question is a really good one, and I think what makes you different is a question that we should all ask ourselves, really. Why should we speak to, you know, why should a client come and speak to us? I think if we don't know our own value and our own unique service that we provide to clients as a firm or as an individual advisor, then firstly, there's no way we're able to communicate that back out to try and attract or speak to those clients that we want. I mean, Sarah and her and the firm and the brand is really, really strong, and you know, that's absolutely fantastic. As we joked a little bit at the start, Sarah has grown that so much to become a celebrity herself. Is it too much to say that, Sarah? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm highly uncomfortable, but I'll take it.
it was meant as a compliment.
Thank you.
And I did read something on that earlier this week. I was reading, Sarah, I think it was one of your colleagues was talking about the importance of accepting compliments for when they're given.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Exactly. It was me that said it, ironically.
It was you that said it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
But I think standing out is knowing the value that you bring. I think also, you know, if we think of, I am a mortgage broker, or I'm a mortgage advisor, mortgage and protection advisor, wherever we want to position ourselves, we know how many of those there are across the UK, all trying to kind of have that special moment where the client says, I'm going to go and seek help or gain advice from them. I think it's really important, one, as I've said already, to know what is unique about you, what value do you bring to that client, and two, what clients do you want to speak to? You know, who, where do you want to position yourself, and where do you want to get in front of? And go out and start being proactive, either online, social media enables us to do it really, really quickly and effectively, or maybe some of the older school of being present in the community. But, you know, in 2023, business isn't going to necessarily just fall on our laps anymore. We have to be a bit more proactive, identify our marketplaces where we want to play in and work in. That brings us pleasure and job satisfaction and all of that. And more importantly, and as importantly, gives our clients the advice that they need. And really just to pick up on something Sarah said in the kind of answer to the first question, I think not having an online presence now is really, you know, it's more important than it's ever been, as Sarah described more eloquently than me, and be really, really kind of keen to encourage and ask for other people's opinions on what your online presence is, what it attracts, what it means, what it says to someone when they look at that. So friends, family, get a real kind of constructive view, because the first thing a client sees and thinks about when they think you is they'll go online, they'll look, and the first thing they see is their first impression of you. So standing out, make sure that first touch point with your client is key and makes them want to work with you.
Fab. Good answer. Yeah, very comprehensive. Thank you, Dave. Sarah?
Yeah, I think.
I
agree with so much of what David said. And I think people really need to get involved in their own personal brand, which makes a lot of advisors who have been working in this industry for a long time absolutely cringe at the idea, because they've been able to just work their socks off. You know, they work hard. All mortgage brokers work hard for their money, but, you know, hide behind perhaps the company brand that they work in, get given their leads on their desk and they work them well, and hopefully they get referrals. But there is another extension of our role now. And to have those new business inquiries coming in, you've got to have a personal brand. Mm. And to look at your personal brand is really hard if you're not into self-development, rating yourself, putting yourself out there. You know, I've had very tricky conversations with people who particularly have been in the industry a really long time, because they have a block there and they don't really want to. They don't want to put themselves out. They haven't necessarily had to do that for the last 20 years. So they feel very uncomfortable. But you've got to kind of drag yourself out of your comfort zone this year if you want to do well. And do you know what? The people that have actually embraced it and gone, oh, I hate this, I really don't want to have to do it, but fine, what do I have to do? And we're like, start with colors, start with this. And actually those people are starting to get really into it, because we all want to know who we are, really. You know, every single one of us has an identity underneath all of these titles that we wear: mum, dad, husband, worker, whatever, mortgage broker. But we're all personalities underneath, and people fall in love with people, and people need to know, like, and trust people. And it's proven time and time again, they have to see you 7 times before they will even start to trust you, because everybody has a marketing filter. So even if you're on social media and you do your one post and you think, oh, I feel really good about that, I've done that, people have to see you 7 times before they even notice that you're there, because they're scrolling with their own filter of what they want to see, and they simply won't see you. So you have to keep putting yourself out there. You have to be consistent. It's not fun when you're not getting any attention or you're not getting any leads, but you have to keep going. And those are the people, cream will rise to the top. I keep saying it to everybody, but it's true. And it's the people that are willing to evolve with the industry, adapt and grow, basically, that are going to grow their client base as well. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. You know, it's not me spinning a lie. It is just the way the world's going. And all social media now, Instagram's on SEO, which means if you Google something, your Instagram account can now come up. So it's not wasted time. It is what people do. It's all my kids want to do. Scroll, scroll, scroll. So it's the way it is. And, you know, having a shop front isn't enough anymore. You've got to have a virtual shop front too.
I was going to say that is effectively now the shop front that more people are going to see.
Yeah.
You know, High Street is not, you know, High Street, I'm not going to go as far as to say the high street is dead, but the high street has changed, fundamentally changed. Yeah. And you would rarely go to the high street to find a mortgage advisor these days. You're far more likely, as you say, to search on social media. Yeah. And I think this, you know, just, you know, one of the sort of overriding messages from what you both said is, you know, people have got to be prepared to get out of their comfort zone. You know, if you've that's the danger. If you've been in the industry a long time, you can have fantastic skills, you can have fantastic knowledge, but unless you're prepared to get out of your comfort zone and do something a little bit different, you know, even, you know, we're not talking about doing your job differently, we're just talking about how you promote yourself and how you actually demonstrate to your customers potentially what great advice you could be able to give them.
Absolutely. And I think it's really reassuring to anyone listening to this, that can look at someone as successful as Sarah at doing that and building that brand. And I'm sure Sarah also have got still more work to be done, and there always is. But to hear Sarah say it's not easy and it's hard to step out of your comfort zone and it's difficult to do it. We speak to advisors in the network every day, and it is that kind of, yeah, but I feel silly, or I'm worried about putting myself out there, or what if you didn't? What if you did get people that go, that's really great? And relatable is the key. And the most successful people are the ones that show themselves and open themselves and are relatable to clients, because we buy off people. We go, actually, they're a bit like me. I want to go and talk to them. Yeah. But just for anyone listening to this, you're not alone in thinking, oh, it's scary, because it absolutely is. But, you know, just try once, put another one out there, and eventually you'll be in the swing of it. And it doesn't, you know, one of the misconceptions of this is it takes hours and hours and hours. It can be done really quickly on the end of a phone. One of our advisors ended up going viral just with a small little video just around what people put on bank state, you know, when you transfer money on a when you're passing money to your friends and so on, putting all weird and wonderful things of labeling what you're transferring. And it went mad, and a business started coming in all over the UK because it was, oh, they're quite funny, they've got a sense of humor, and so on and so on. So and that was done, Kylie Ann Gatecliffe at CAG Financial, I'll give her a name drop, but that was done within, you know, 30 seconds of an evening, and it ended up reaching in the, you know, mainstream media. So
it's amazing. I love that.
It was brilliant. So it's scary, everyone feels that, however it can be done quickly. You've just got to go, you know what, I'm just gonna do it.
Sarah?
The only other thing I would say is, you know, the Mortgage Mum is quite a new business, so we don't necessarily have this luxury that I feel a lot of brokers are sitting on, of a client pipeline that's years old that you can get obsessive about. You can revisit, you can try and up-level their protection, you can talk to them about what's their life looking like now, because those clients are who we're all trying to get, that you've already got in your pipeline somewhere. But, you know, businesses like the Mortgage Mum, we have to, because we're trying to get new business all the time to build up that network of our own that in 5-10 years we can utilize and nurture and keep. But you're sitting on them now. So you can actually get really, really clever about servicing your own clients in the way you would a new client and re-impressing them. And you've got it all there. So I would say to brokers out there who have been doing this a long time, where you might struggle with that, you know, we're new, we've got all that energy for new business, you can actually go at it a different way, as well as kind of going down the social media route. But it's just important to know it's not the only way. It's not the only route to success. If you're sitting on a pipeline, you've got 20 years on us, use it, dive into it, get really, really knuckle deep into all of the business you've written.
But you need to, because if you're complacent to believe that it is just going to stay with you automatically, then there are the new networks, the Mortgage Mum, etc. There are that, you know, as you say, it's a competitive business, and it's absolutely right that the advisors that should stand out, the advisors that should be most successful, are the ones that actually do bother and do the best possible job for the customers, whether they've been looking after that customer for 20 years or whether they've never met them before. So Fantastic.
I think I said knuckle deep, and it's not even a phrase, is it? It's knee deep, isn't it? But I should knee never say knuckle... phrases. I always do it.
Is that classified as a mixed metaphor? Knuckle down.
I mean, what is knuckle deep? You know, yeah.
Well, I'm just calling it. Depends how long your fingers are, but not very deep.
Someone will hear it and be like, "What is she on about?"
We knew what you meant.
Good.
Fantastic. Interesting. Just to follow that up. My next question was around what your respective networks are doing to support advisors. And I think this is where it's interesting, because obviously the Primis network that Dave is part of is a longer standing network, whereas the Mortgage Mum is only three, four years old now.
Yeah.
About 4 years old. So, you know, what are your respective networks doing to support advisors? And I'm not necessarily talking from a social media or marketing point of view, just generally in this current market, what's your priorities around supporting your advisors?
I think in terms of the mortgage, I mean, I wouldn't ever normally label us a network, but we are under a network. So they are obviously doing their own kind of support for the companies. But from our point of view, the approach I've taken is nurture and prod all at the same time. So, you know, being aware of all of the emotions and fear wrapped around what's happening, but prodding people well out of their comfort zone, which isn't always easy. As a manager, it's not comfortable. You know, it's much easier to be able to just praise and get excited and kind of talk really excitedly about the market, but people need it. They need coaching out of their comfort zone. So that's what they're feeling and seeing from us. And it's for their own good. It's not because we're being mean. It's because we're trying to make them the best they can be, and then they've got the best chance of having success this year. So nurture and prod would be my answer.
Like it. Dave, obviously Primis, far bigger organisation. So I suppose the approach has to be, you know, you might well want individual managers to be taking a nurture and prod, but what about the organisation? What's your general approach to this at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, like Sarah said, as with the Mortgage Mum being part of a network, so we would be the network that is trying to support our firms as best as we can. I think, you know, we our relationship is with the firm principals. We help our advisors within those firms as well. I think a couple of things that we want to do. I think, you know, development and continuous kind of training is something that Primis have always tried to do. We're currently in the throes of our kind of face-to-face kickoff events. So they are all over the UK at the moment. And now the messaging there is, you know, around some of the challenges and some of the opportunities within 2023, working with our lender and provider partners. So we're doing some of that. Every Monday morning, we do kind of online training sessions, Zoom sessions. And that might be anything from, you know, what's updates in the mortgage market with our mortgage excellence sessions. It might be our protection excellence workshops, which is, you know, really looking at focusing on having really effective protection conversations with clients. Social media, I know, you know, not solely around social media and marketing, but we're doing some of that. So training and development is key. We've also... technology is going to be key. It's key for everyone at the moment. We've taught technology already, an online presence, and clients looking for mortgages online and so on. So, you know, I still don't think we're in 2023 going to see the replacement of the mortgage broker by Google. But what I do see is the need and the expectation of clients is that that process of getting a mortgage with the key handholding and support of a broker is done as slickly and as efficiently as it can. And that's where technology comes in to help both the broker and the client. So focus on technology this year with developments of some of our back office system that will be coming out. And really, it's just then being in constant contact with our firm principals and advisors around, you know, some of the conversations I've having. It's almost, you know, we're as much therapists at the moment, or certainly back end of last year. You know, you Sarah mentioned nurture and nod, and it is, you know, we have to listen, we have to understand the challenges and some of the frustrations and try and help them grow their businesses. Some are, you know, don't need our help and are cracking on. Others are, you know, will really benefit from it. So being on the end of the phone where possible is another kind of key thing. When challenge hits, kind of just have a 20-minute chat with someone, please, is key, which is hopefully why people are in a network, really, whichever network they're in.
And just to acknowledge that point again, and apologies for what I said earlier, obviously the Mortgage Mum is an appointed representative of Mortgage Intelligence, I think I'm right in saying.
Yes, that's right.
The broader network, but obviously the Mortgage Mum as a company has evolved, and obviously you've got an increasing number of advisors who are linked to the Mortgage Mum brand.
Yeah, and so we are a network of sorts to our advising team, and we have to look after them, you know, really similarly to a network would, because they're self-employed brokers. They are business owners in their own right. So we always want to make sure we treat them that way.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, my last question for this morning. You've both made reference to the importance of development, particularly in this current marketplace. So where do you believe advisors should be focusing their development this year? There's probably a range of options, but where would you recommend that they focused?
I think definitely, as I mentioned earlier, first-time buyers, that, you know, the Help to Buy scheme's gone. There are some new innovative schemes coming out that are real talking points for the average consumer. I was reading about something called Even last night, which they're labelling as the new Help to Buy for older properties. And actually quite a few, the percentage is quite high of people who are first-time buyers but don't want a new build. So the way that's marketed is very clever. So we need to be on the front foot with these things to make sure we know all of the different options that are available to first-time buyers outside of the traditional saving a deposit, getting a mortgage, getting on the property ladder, so shared ownership, the deposit unlock scheme, the first home scheme. People need to get really clued up with what's out there so they can make sure they're well-equipped when a first-time buyer comes to them. I do think what David said earlier, the specialist market, more people are going to become specialist. They've noticed a massive rise in people that have missed payments in the last 6 months because the cost of living is already causing that to happen. So we're going to have more adverse clients in the future. And we really need to know from our lenders how they're going to be treating those adverse clients, what options those people have, and then educating the public on that to make sure that they know they can still get a mortgage. Yeah. So I think specialist, first-time buyers, I mean, the remortgage market is what it is, but I think it's so important that you know about swap rates and that you know about the Bank of England base rate and you know how it all connects together. Yeah. It's just not enough to be able to just be a mortgage broker anymore. A mortgage broker has to be so much more, you know, an advisor really captures it a lot better. Mm. You've got to be able to handle people, market yourself. I mean, you wear about 20 different job titles now, but it is a really amazing role. It has still got incredible opportunities around it, but it is different. And for some people, it's not for them anymore. And it's about knowing really what lane you're in and seeing it for what it is. So yeah, you've got to do quite a bit. Research the market, you know, there's quite a lot to do.
But what you were talking about earlier, personal branding, seems like that's probably a really, really important area of development for many advisors.
Yes. And do you know what? That will benefit you in your life. Mm. It's self-development. Yeah. So knowing yourself better we should all know ourselves better in life, whether you're a mortgage broker or not. So take it as a positive that it's a good excuse for you to start doing some of this self-development stuff everyone's talking about.
Fab. Dave, anything you want to add to that?
Similar to Sarah, specialist marketplace, product diversification. It may be the time to look at other kind of product areas within your scope. How good are you at kind of having protection conversations. How good are you? Is it, you know, equity release is going to be a huge opportunity, kind of, and this year and kind of future years. So, you know, maybe you're at the point where your career and your development is looking at the kind of equity release space. We offer, you know, PMI and so on and so on. So it's really looking at where your income streams are and how you can support your clients in the best way. And you know, yes, we're very passionate about mortgages and rightly so, but it's also about the kind of products that sit around that mortgage to ensure that the client and their families and their lifestyles is fully looked after. Have you got opportunities to kind of grow into some of the more specialist markets, maybe commercial, maybe, you know, some of the specialist lending stuff Sarah said and the reasons why that's so important? And then, you know, continuous development around, you know, Sarah summed it up perfectly, is around you and your business and what you want that business to do, especially if you run a business. Advisors, we've talked about, if you run a business, it's taking a day or half a day or 2 hours, and I know people are now falling off their chair going, half a day, you're crazy, but taking some time out during a week or a month to focus, and we call it getting in your helicopter, and that is getting in your helicopter and looking at the business, as opposed to the day-to-day where we really, really get focused. Get in your helicopter, sit above and look at your business and see exactly where you want your business to go. Or even if you're an advisor, what clients you want to be. Are you speaking and helping the clients that you really, really want to work with and get that job satisfaction from? Because, you know, you all work flipping hard, and we've got to enjoy what we do and be passionate about what we do to ensure we give our client the best outcome at the end as well.
Fab. I can think there's going to be some mortgage advisors who are going to actually think out there, right, my ambition is I'm going to get a helicopter. I'm going to be so successful. I'm going to get a helicopter and I can look down on my business. There you go. Yeah. If that's your objective, great. Sounds like a good way to look at it. A couple of things I want to pick up on. You both mentioned equity release there. So again, yes, this is a good time to mention Mortgage Mum. You've just launched your equity release team.
We have. Yeah, so the Mortgage Mum Later Life Lending is officially out there, which is so exciting.
And that's a perfect example of broadening the spectre of advice that your team offer.
Yeah, I think somebody said to me quite a few months ago, when recession was, you know, upon us and we knew it was going to come, that in a recession you can thrive in a recession if you're a business owner, dare I say it. And they said, as long as you are in control of your cost structure, client focused, and you are maximizing on all the opportunities, that is the best ingredient to success in a tough market. And so that is exactly what we're doing. We're keeping client focused. I'm very much in control of the cost structure. And you'll see new divisions being launched in the next year that's going to really tap into all areas of the market. Because we have to.
Yeah. Well, one I'm just going to pick up, and again, you both referenced specialist lending. So just something to mention to the listeners out there, and we have previously talked about this, is that here at the LIBF, we've been working with a couple of trade bodies, the Financial Intermediaries Brokers Association, FIBA, and the ASTL, the Association of Short-Term Lenders, to develop a training program specifically to give people more knowledge and experience of that specialist finance sector, including commercial lending, non-regulated buy-to-let, bridging finance, and development finance. That is due for launch in the next. We are literally just putting the final touches to it, building it in the background, and it's going to be available on the LIBF Brightspace virtual learning environment. It will feel very, very like a qualification. And advisors will be able to acquire a digital badge for completing the training program. So
that sounds good.
That'll be a significant piece of work to support people who are looking to broaden their horizons into that specialist lending field as well. So watch this space. Mm. More about that, but it's coming very soon. Is all I can say to that.
Oh, that's good.
Great.
Good. Sarah, Dave, Thank you so much for your input this morning. I think that's been really, really valuable, really, really useful. And I've enjoyed the discussion. I hope it's made people think, you know, if as a result of what we've talked about this morning, you do one or two things differently, or you do, you know, you spend one or two short periods of time just taking that helicopter view, looking down at your business and thinking, what can I do more of? What are the opportunities out there for me? You know, what can I do to stand out? Then I hope it's been well worth it. So, guys, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you all for listening. I'll just give a little heads up because we have already planned next month's podcast as well. So next month's podcast, we will be talking about what mortgage advisors need to be doing in the next few months in the run-up to implementation of Consumer Duty. And I've got a couple of really good guests lined up for that as well. I will let you know who they are very, very soon. But thank you all very much for listening to today's episode. And I look forward to speaking to you again next month.